Now, the Wednesday Book Report, a new collection of speeches and letters written by the great Republican president and conservationist Theodore Roosevelt. It's 1,800 pages in two volumes. That sounds like a lot, but day-to-day book critic David Kippen says, if you like politics, this is a good read.
The fatal shooting of President William McKinley in 1901 may well be the only political assassination in history that actually worked out for the best. In McKinley, America lost an arrant plutocrat whose military adventurism swept us into war with Spain on flimsy, today eerily familiar, grounds. In McKinley's place, thank heaven, we got the indefatigable Teddy Roosevelt, many of whose writings are now back in print with a timeliness that borders on the spooky. Amid all our nostalgia for Roosevelt the statesman, coupled with some revulsion for Roosevelt the imperialist, it's easy to overlook Roosevelt the writer. But Teddy Roosevelt worked at writing as he did at so much else in his life, prodigiously, tirelessly, at times brilliantly, and probably more than was good for him. Roosevelt left a paper trail and a half. He wrote a species of English not often encountered anymore, a classically educated, syllogistic, stately march that all but swamps a reader into agreement. Ideas loom up like battleships, magnificent to behold but slow to maneuver. The fundamental units of Roosevelt's prose aren't words but clauses, and he arrays them in careful parallel, as though reviewing the fleet. It's little shy of awe-inspiring. Until the phone rings, or a bird chirps, and one returns to a page suddenly as slippery and inscrutable as the north face of Kilimanjaro. Look away for a moment, and all is lost. But once past Roosevelt's occasional padding, most of the writing on display in these two volumes is at least readable, and frequently stirring. The Rough Riders may prove a tad bloodthirsty for modern tastes, but his autobiography alternates bluff self-congratulation with honest historical analysis. Throughout, there's an ingratiating disbelief here that all his fellow Americans don't spend their days riding 50 miles and writing 50 pages and then shooting a brace of quail before dinner. It's truly startling to realize just how many strains in contemporary American political thought trace their origins, under different names, to Teddy Roosevelt. His unprecedented conservation of the country's natural resources we now recognize as environmentalism in prototype. His trust-busting of big oil and big sugar and big coal we wouldn't hesitate to call anti-corporatism today. And Roosevelt's overall progressive agenda looks uncannily like what people used to call modern liberalism, until the stigma attached to that word now has us calling it progressivism all over again. Roosevelt's writings make being president seem not just fun, but almost easy. And the speeches, especially the New Nationalism, which ends with a ringing exhortation to progressive ideals, these speeches tamp down Roosevelt's windiness in favor of a high vernacular style. If we do get a new president this fall, a daily dose of Roosevelt before bedtime might prove just the nightcap he needs.
David Kippen reviews books for the San Francisco Chronicle and for Day to Day.